This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven at this time? And one more time, let's give God thanks for His marvelous works at Shiloh 2023. The gift of His word that came diversely to us as a people and as individuals. Let's give Him thanks. Let's give Him praise. For the treasures of His word that came true to us, let's celebrate Him. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. As we all know, light is the greatest treasure in the midst of darkness. For darkness not to have its horrible effect on our life, all we need is light. We live in a world of gross darkness. We dearly need light. We live in a world of gloominess and darkness, and it's getting worse increasingly. We need great light to navigate our way. So for every gift of light that you receive at Shiloh, God's showing you this is what to do. This is the way to go from His word. From His word. I'd like you to treasure it by lifting up your two hands and thanking God for the gift of lights in the course of Shiloh 2023. The gift of lights that will give you and me a majestic ride in these days of gross darkness. In these days of gloominess and darkness, give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Every light of the world we treasure creates a future. Give Him thanks. Every light from the world we treasure creates a future. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. He made His ways known unto Moses, and He put Him in command of His act. You can't have access to His ways and not command His act. Give Him thanks for unveiling His ways to you in diverse manners in the course of Shiloh 2023. Give Him thanks. Thank Him for diverse manifestations of healings, deliverances that took place in our midst and in your life. Give Him thanks. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. The Lord sent a word, one, into Jacob. He turned a nation out of him. That's how much treasure is loaded in the world. One word can create a global phenomenon. One word. Now you have several words. What a good God we serve. How many are returning from Shiloh knowing what to do about certain things? Come on now. How many are returning from Shiloh knowing what to do about certain things? His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Aren't you glad? You can't assess His ways and not be in command of his acts. He made his ways known unto Moses and his ass, the children of Israel. He was in command of the acts of God by walking the ways of God. Moses, stand up, go to that road. Moses, come back, speak there. Now, I see you commanding the supernatural naturally. By trading the ways of God as unveiled to us as Shiloh, and will be unveiled to us this morning, and will keep unveiling to you as you go. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for another great day. Take all the praise in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated, please. Without gainsaying, I want to still thank or appreciate and bless all of our workers of various units for standing strong all through Shiloh 2023. That applies to all our various locations. There are centers where we have 10,000, 12,000, 14,000, and people are there standing to serve. May you all be blessed in return. Engaging the wonders of thanksgiving. Jesus gave thanks, the bread multiplied supernaturally. Come and say wonderful. That's how much wonder is loaded into thanksgiving. Prayer was not in that deal. It was thanksgiving that caused the bread and the fish to flourish. Your dry seasons are over. First Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, is the will of God in Christ concerning you. And after you have done the will of God, there is nothing there else added, you shall obtain the promise. Hebrews 10:36. That's how wonderful it is. In everything give thanks. They may not look like what you want, but give thanks. You would have been worse if God was not there. Give thanks for where you are. It will take you to where you want to be. Can I hear your amen? Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and 1 John 5:14 and 15. This is the confidence we have. Then we will ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if thanksgiving is his will, when we ask anything according to thanksgiving, he hears us. And if he does, then we know we have received. No one's life will be thankless from henceforth. Thanklessness is a crime against oneself. It gets people stranded. It makes people smell. If you won't give glory to my name, the Lord said, I will cause your blessings. I've caused them already because you didn't lay to heart. I will spread dung upon your face. That makes you smell. It's a crime against self. Thanklessness is a crime against self. No one here will be a victim. For instance, we heard in the course of Shiloh that testimonies are not happenstance. They are not stories of luck. Testimonies are products of applied insight from the word. What a treasure. You apply it as you had it, and God turns it to a testimony. Mary told them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And they did. And sweeter wine came up from water. Wonderful. So we don't wait for testimonies. We apply ourselves to the insight gained from God's word, and testimony will result. Supernatural manifestations are products of applied revelation. Luke 5, verse 5 to 8. Now when he had left speaking, Jesus, he said unto Simon, launch out to the deep and let down the net. Your nets were drawn. And Peter said, you see, I'm a professional fisherman. We have labored all night, the season of fishing, we caught nothing. Nevertheless, at the word, I let down the net. And then they caught net-breaking order of fishes. And both sinking, dimension of breakthrough, by applied revelation. Unapplied revelation is the bane of frustration. If Peter says, I'm sorry, you're a preacher, I'm a fisherman, we don't fish in a day, that will be the end of it. It is putting God's word to work that results in miracles. Philippians 2:12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You don't wait for miracles, you work them out by walking the word. Walking the word. Walking the word is walking of miracles. Doing what the word says, what makes miracles happen. Doing what God says to do and doing it is what makes miracles happen. Doing what God says to do and doing it is what brings you to the realm of the miraculous. If you hear my saying and do them, then you are walking in wisdom. No matter the storm, you will triumph, you will prevail. Matthew 7:24-25. Be ye therefore doers of the word and not hearers only, or you are deceiving yourself. It won't work. It won't work. James 1:22-25. It won't work. Just hearing the word and writing the note, it won't work. So be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self, because it won't work. It won't work. It won't work. Whosoever hears the sayings of mine and doeth them, and continuing doing them, he shall be blessed in all his deeds. May self-deception stop in everyone's life this time. How wonderful is light? Light is the mystery behind the rise of giants in the kingdom. Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is set upon thee, for darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. For by reason of light, the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. And then he puts on a flight. Who are these that fly as the cloud? We fly by light in the kingdom, not by luck. And then verse 22, a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. So men like nations will rise by light. The Lord sent a word into Jacob. He turned him to a nation, so it's not new. But we know that light is in degrees. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the star. And one star exceeds or differs from another star in glory. 1 Corinthians 15:41. So light is in degrees. And to move from one realm to another demands thanksgiving. Jesus said, and he will show me greater works. You have seen one light. Is there a greater one's light ahead? John chapter 5 and verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater things than these that he may mark. So there's light, there's greater light that caused men to marvel in our lives. In Luke chapter 10, verse 21, Jesus gave thanks for light. Luke 10:21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. You thank God for one light, it shows you greater light yet. You thank him for that, then it shows him greater light yet. As you put them to work, you keep moving from one level of glory to another. As we behold him as in a glass, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 3 and verse 18. Access to the light from scriptures is greater than all treasures of the world you can imagine. Proverbs said, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 17, talking about wisdom. Happy is the man that gets wisdom and the man that gets understanding. The merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than the rubies. And all the things that thou canst ever desire are not to be compared unto her. What's in it? Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left riches and honor. All her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. That's how much value access to the light from scriptures can be. Matthew 13, verse 44 to 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure that's hid in the field, which men and man has found, he hideth. And for the joy thereof, he selleth all that he has and bought that field. Every true light steals joy. Thy words were found, I did eat them, and they became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. You can tell between information and revelation. Revelation steals joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. For the joy of it, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. May you never lack access to light anymore. He said, "The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119 verse 105. He shows me the way to go to walk into fortune. He shows you the way to go to walk into fortune. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of the world, the illumination of your world, it gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Don't trash any treasure from scriptures, or you are selling off your future. Every insight in the world sets the pace for a great tomorrow. It triggers the supernatural naturally. Father, I thank you, Lazarus came forth. Nothing dies in and around you again. How much wonder is in thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is at the root of the rise of giants in the kingdom. And many giants are rising here. And you are in the number. You are on that list. Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, they shall not be mediocres. How do I say that? Verse 21. And their nobles shall emerge from among themselves. Their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is it that engages his heart in giving me thanks? I will turn a giant out of him. I will turn a giant out of him. David, the addicted, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. And blessing the Lord means thanking God. Psalm 100 and verse 4. He said, let us enter into his gate with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Let's be thankful unto him as we bless his holy name. Thanksgiving or blessing God is thanking God, not giving God something. Thanking God is blessing God. Of his fullness we have all received. There's nothing we give that we now God is now dancing because we gave an offering. No. What have you that you have not received? What have I that I have not received? Whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me. And unto him that uttereth his conversation, right, will I show the salvation of my God. If God had a need, he won't talk to you and me. We don't have capacity to meet his need. Do you talk to your toddler's child that I have some problems in my business, I need your counsel or your input? You just think that you are trying to buy him a new toy. He doesn't know what you're talking about. If God has a need, we can't understand him. What do you want to do when you know? Eyin lo nfe ope lo nje re. Eyin lo nfe ope lo nje re. Oba to da mi si doni o. Eyin lo nfe. Praise is comely unto God. It's delicious to God. Thanksgiving stirs God to show his favor in your life. No one will miss it anymore. Kingdom giants spring out of thanksgiving. I remember 1996. Israel was remembering 3,000th year that David reigned. You know 3,000 year? 3,000 year that David reigned. 3,000 years. Huh? 3,000 years. Eyin lo nfe ope lo nje re. Eyin lo nfe ope lo nje re. Oba to da mi si doni o. Eyin lo. That's God. God has no need. He wants to meet our needs and telling us what to do to commit him to meet our needs. So I have names like Daniel. Folks, they are so addicted to acknowledging God for what is in them, what's working in them, the values that they bear. You can read all of that in Daniel chapter 2. I thank thee, O my Father. I've not secure this secret because I'm smarter than anybody else. It's just your work. This is not my doing. It's not because I'm academically so sound. I was 10 times better than my colleague. Who made you to be God? But this one, there is no academics that can assess it. You dreamt a dream. You're on your bed. I'm in my house. How can I decipher the dream you dreamt? And if you have a, don't tell you the dream, you'll kill me. What kind of wickedness is that? And then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Daniel said, no one can tell you this dream. But there's a God in heaven, the God I serve, who reveals secrets. So everything about him points back to God. When that becomes your lifestyle, you'll never get grounded in life. You never get stranded in life. So the result in your business is not by reason of your skill. I just thank God for the people I know. That's why nothing works after you don't know them again. Or when they get into trouble, things will stop working. When the people you know that you are thanking for your place, when you don't know them again, what they are out of where they are, you will know that you don't know the right people. But those who do know their God, any day, any time, who are walking the covenant, they shall be strong and they shall do what? And that's you. We are in the days of exploits in the body of Christ, so you better lay hold on every table of the covenant that's revealed and engage with them for your own change of story. We're in for the best of time. We're in for the best of time. Interestingly, thankful people never get depressed. Thankful people never get depressed. You don't need antidepressant. You don't need it. The cheapest antidepressant in all the world is thankfulness. You can't be thankful and not be joyful. You cannot be thankful and not be joyful. And joylessness is what engenders depression. You don't say thank you with a frozen face. Thank you is always with a smile. Thanksgiving thrives on joy. You can't be genuinely thankful and not be joyful. You can't be joyful and be depressed. You can't be joyful and be depressed. I've tried to check my little life and I discovered that when I see challenges, I just glide over them. Why? I'm so thankful for where he has brought me. I'm so thankful where I'm coming from. I'm so thankful for his hand upon my life that I would not have existed if it's not there. So being thankful frees you from depression. All these frowning faces, the year's ending. You see what I'm saying? Because you apply, you haven't seen anything. You haven't seen God preserving you. My God. One of us met me. He said, I want to thank God. All the organs of my husband's body is working. Except the sight, one of very many. Abba. My heart drew to her because the husband will see if he has not seen yet. You are thankful. You remind God of what remains. You remind him of what remains without naming them. Be thankful, sir. Stop committing crime against yourself. Be thankful. Be thankful. Our income as a church was 18,000 plus 1984. 1 year. Be thankful. Emeka Konea Nota. 1985, he jumped to where? To 55,000 in a year. Ah. Ewa ba mi gbe ope o. My God. You don't want to stink, then thank. You stop thanking, you start stinking. Be thankful you made 300,000 from a business you are frowning your face. It is God's fault. God is at fault. He made a mistake. after 18-hour vision. I'm sending you to the world. Is that where you start from? Highest attendance. My God was 154. Highest attendance, not a membership. Highest attendance. But when we dance, we think that we have won the entire continent. Stop getting yourself stranded. You have suffered yourself enough. Thank your way out of being on the same spot. My B2 was the church transportation. When you come for evening service, I have to take you in that B2 to the filling station by putting two people in front and four at the back. And then you do like this to drive. I was the preacher, the president, the founder, and the driver. Did I ever complain? God in heaven is my witness. No once. Did I need encouragement? No. I'm self-encouraged from the world. Sir, thanksgivers never get depressed. If there is nothing else in it, you better take it. It's free capsule. It's stronger than Valium 50. Man, you know when your case is extreme, they change your Valium level. It's stronger than Valium 50 if they have. Have you ever met me down for God's sake? Because I've been around for too long. Amen. That I folded, you say, what is the matter? But one day you came to my room and you find me in my agbada light. I said, with all these things that we have around, you also went and changed. My God, what is that? The more the trouble, the more excited I am, because I know I'm coming out of it. Well, nobody will suffer depression here anymore. She said that thought here is an aberration. We thought that we were hearing, and I want to kill myself. Appa. Okay, to gain what? Is it when you die, your story will change? Is it when you die that your story will change? This is why you're killing yourself. I'm not married yet. Okay, when you die, you now marry. At the cemetery. I don't understand you. I'm going to kill myself. My business is not working. Your business will now be thinking to thrive when they bury you. Eh? At the highest burning place, oh, White House burial ground. That's the end. Business closed. I caused the siege of ingratitude in the life of any one of us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's your turn. You are the next giant to rise on the platform of Thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Paul, that generational giant, said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what? Rejoice. That also means be thankful in the Lord always. And I say again, be thankful. Then he went on and said, be ye thankful. Paul was the one who said, in everything, give thanks. He was the one who said, for everything, give thanks. Ephesians 5:20. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks. You have been saying, I thank God for counting me worthy to put me in the ministry. He was a thanksgiving addict. What a man. Half of the New Testament came through that man. Abba, Abba. That's God interacting with him directly on the matters of heaven. Your story will change, you. May I ask, please? I believe I have the Holy Spirit at work in my life at this time. Please. Spend the remaining days of this year doing nothing else but thanking God. You have been asking, January to November, you have tried. Now, give him extreme thanks, flamboyant thanks, unreserved thanks, danceable thanks. My God, joyful sound. I mean, jumping thanksgiving. You are just lost. And can I tell you this? The supernatural will start flowing. The supernatural will start flowing. Father, I thank you, and Lazarus came forth. Nothing dying or dead that will not come alive. By intense thanksgiving. Extravagant thanksgiving. I've seen many battles won in my life just thanking God. They are carrying our daughter out because the prophet has prayed. He's still dying. And I said, Father, I thank you because there's always a way out. And the way out just came forth. The way out just came forth straight, for free. For free. Lord, you know I mean, servant of God. I've been serving you. You know, David. What have I done? Okay, come on, arrest me. Come and arrest me, since you are the one doing everything. Since you called me, I've never gone on holiday. Well done. Have I gone on holiday? Me that you met here? God neither sleeps nor slumber. You can't use walking to harass God. I've been serving you for the past 40 years. I'm the ancient of days. I've no bad day. God has no bad day. You can't use age to harass him. I got saved 70 years ago. Well done. 1,000 years, like one day in my sight. So who are you, what are you talking about? Now, divide your 70 years over 1,000. Then you know that you have only served me for 2 seconds. Stop balancing God. You can't do anything about him. You can't do anything against the truth or for the truth. If he say, give me thanks. Give him what? You know what God is doing this morning? He's giving you the best antidepressant in the world. The best. Amen. My daughter came and said, the car burnt. I said, go, go. I said, I hope you're not hurt. I said, thank God. Is that what you do? He said, mechanic, you are dead. My car, my car. I said, thank God. That you are not the one that burnt. If you are the one, I will have more problem. I didn't have any problem with this one at all. One car get burnt, another one will come. If it doesn't come this year, it will come next year. If not next year, the year after. Anytime it comes. But your legs are already here. And taxis are in town. Abby? Are taxis not in town? So if your leg is tired, then get taxi. Somebody's life is blessed. I was going to a meeting years ago, and my car nose dived. You know, B2 can always do some things. So, the tutor, I just gave him. So, I left it and went to the meeting. So, after the meeting, I was going to the car park because I was doing some counseling. And I look forward, I can't see my car. I said, what happened? 4 years. It was on the road. You carry many things on your heart that don't make. That's why the world doesn't settle in you. Too many cares. I was going to minister to now carry that car. I say, I forgot. Because the key was in my hand, so I was going to the car park. Thank God all of them have not left. So somebody was able to pick me up. Amen. One day I got home in Kaduna, my wife said, what of the car? I said, it broke down on the way. He said, so who is looking after? I said, after what? The car broke down. If I could drive it, who would I drive it? Come and give the Lord praise. Amen. Well, the good news is, you won't know depression forever. And things will keep changing for the better in your life. You'll never be stranded anymore. In the name of Jesus. As we round up, God hears thanksgiving more than he hears prayers. Will you write that down? God hears thanksgiving more than he hears prayers. Let me tell you how much God hears thanksgiving. We read it in the welcome psalm. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and sing praise unto him, is the Most High God, to speak of his loving kindness in the morning, his faithfulness every night. then it will exalt your horn without asking, as the horn of a unicorn. It will strengthen you for exploits. Now, it will anoint your head with fresh oil. You are not asking, you are just thanking. Thanksgiving, don't run fresh oil dry. Every genuine Thanksgiver enjoys the supply of fresh oil naturally. Naturally. They don't suffer burnout. It is out of ingratitude that you suffer burnout. Out of estimating, you know, minding things too high for you. I'm believing God. Believing God for what? For what? What are you believing God for? I'm believing God for a 25-story building. Hallelujah. You don't have a bungalow yet. If God starts from that point, you will die. I thank God for where I am. He takes to where you should be. Your times are in His hand. They are not in your hand. Keep doing what He says. Where you are due, it comes on. Isn't God awesome? God, He has thanksgiving. Fresh oil. And not only that, your eyes will see your desire before your enemies. By thanking God, He begins to deal with your enemies on your behalf. Thanksgiving will keep you planted in the house of God, because you can't be grateful to God and walk away from Him. It's when you take offense in God and you walk away. People walk away, they took offense in God. By now, I shall have a house of my own. Since you know better than God, go and look for another God. So they walk away out of offenses. But when you are thankful to God, you are planted. You secure eternity. Can I hear your amen? Okay. As their planted shall flourish in the course of our God. So it causes your life to flourish, not drained of strength, energy, and color. They shall flourish in the courts of God. He said, they shall still bring forth fruit. He said, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Through thanksgiving, oh, they are not praying, oh Lord, flourish me, make me flourish. No. Thanksgiving, bringing up all those things without you asking for them. God does answer thanksgiving. Faster than He answers prayers. Father, I thank you. And Lazarus came forth, boom. Father, I thank you, and the bread multiplied supernaturally on the spot. Awesome God. As we give thanks today, God will hear. And as He hears, He will preserve your blessings from Shiloh 2023. He said, give God thanks quickly before He turns your darkness, your light to darkness, and you are taken captive. Give God thanks on time. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15 to 17. Give Him thanks so He can preserve your blessing, or He causes them, and then turns the blessings to curses. Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. As we give God thanks today, He will multiply the blessings received at Shiloh. Amen. That is, everything you already got and what you listed your expectation, He will just be jumping them in. Jump, as you give Him intense thanks, there shall be no carry over to 2024. Whatever you listed in your expectation, God will surprise you with them. By giving Him timely thanks, heart-born thanks, laying it to heart. Now, Father, Papa said we should thank you. So thank you. Thank you. But you know what I mean? I'm thanking you. If I don't say thank you now, they say I didn't raise my hand. I'm raising my hand. Blessed are they who are not offended in me. You will not be offended in God. You will not be offended in God. And as we give Him thanks, God will perfect our blessings. That leper returned and with a loud voice glorified God and it turned perfected. The effect of leprosy wiped off. The clipped fingers came back. The contour faces smoothened out. All the others were only cleansed. Leprosy stopped having its horrible effect on them, but they still carried the marks. You could tell this man was once leprous. The marks were still there. Somebody gave thanks. Everything torn. Everything torn, sir. Everything torn. In the same way, everything that looks like yet to be perfected will turn supernaturally in your life. So, devote the remaining days of this year to outrageous thanksgiving. Amen. Intoxicated thanksgiving. Undeserved thanksgiving. And watch how God will perform all this in your life. And may this remain the addiction of your life. May this remain the addiction of your family. May this remain the addiction of your business. Now, career people and business people, you are saying so much grace. May you never get to a point where you think it's your expertise and your skill. May you never get to that point where you kiss your hand. Oh boy, yeah, I know you get it. Who is smarter than you in the world now, my way, for God's sake? I mean, in this your field? This great kingdom which I built, he said, you built? Okay, go and build in the forest. He became an animal. Recognize that it is grace. If you see greatness, it is great grace. If you see exploit, it's exploit grace. The day you start arrogating that to yourself, you have finished yourself. You're finished. After he saw marvelous help, the Bible said his heart was teared up to his destruction. Uzziah. Teared up to his what? Destruction. Pride came in to destroy what God has made of him. And he died a leper. After his fame went over the world, he died a leper because his heart was teared up within himself. And he began to look down on the priest. Man, what a man, you know, if you are not in that church, I can tell you what will happen. Not this church, they don't do that in this church, because there's no room for it. But in some churches, you see, they give themselves a chair. Can you tell the pastor to see me on Tuesday? I've been in a board meeting. He may need to wait for some time. Because they are sponsors of God. Are you following? They are sponsors. And suddenly they become beggars. You better don't toy with Jesus. He delights in ordinary people. And you are that ordinary person. Stay small in your own eyes. You haven't said anything yet. He wants to make a nation of you. And you are still on the street. You are still trying to have an identity on your street. He wants to make a nation of you. You are going somewhere. Yeah. Lift up your right hand. Give God thanks. Give him glory. Give him praise. He has done it again. Like he always does. Give him thanks. Light has come. Darkness must go. Light has come, 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 darkness must go. Light has come and darkness must go. Light has come and darkness must go. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a thanksgiving clap offering. Amen. Now, very quickly, before we get into dancing, for the reason why we came to celebrate this great God from whom all blessings flow, what shall I render? For all his goodness in my life and in your life. Before we do that, you are here among us and you are not born again yet. I'd like to pray with you. So wherever you are this morning, Jesus, save my soul. I want to be counted among the living who qualify to praise and give you thanks. Please stand to your feet, wherever you are. God bless you. Ezekiel said, the living shall praise thee as I do this day. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. This is your day. In the name of Jesus, you want to receive the gift of eternal life, become a child of God, please stand to your feet. It's for free. Jesus paid the price. We just receive by faith, by turning our life over to him. So wherever you are, stand to your feet. It's your turn for a change of story. Thank you, Father. Amen. There are people too that will need to reconnect back to their Father, their Heavenly Father. You need to rededicate your life back to God. There's a disconnect already. You could sense the spiritual dryness. You want to reconnect. Come back on stream with God. Wherever you are, Jesus, I want to return home. I want to get back to my Heavenly Father. Stand to your feet. And I'll pray with you. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus? Stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus? Stand to your feet. I'm talking to someone there who's here to stand. Stand to your feet. Don't toy with your life. You don't have a spear. 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 Don't toy with your one life that you have. You don't have a spear. Now, everybody standing up for the first and second call, please bow your heads and pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus. Bow your heads, lift up your right hand. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart, because God is looking into your heart, not just your mouth. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Save my soul. Save my soul. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. And I proclaim you this morning as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. By your grace, I shall serve you all the days of my life. By your grace, I shall live the overcomer's life. And by your grace, I shall make heaven at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Now, be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you that pray this prayer with the blood of Jesus against all satanic assault. Be preserved to the end. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. No force will draw you back into darkness anymore. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations. 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 Please ensure to fill the little slip given you accurately. We love to be in touch with you. Be helpers of your joy. Helpers of your faith. Also, it's important for you to know that we have Believers Foundation class every Monday for new believers. It was between 6 and 7:30 p.m. in several hundreds of locations, close to 800 or 900, I don't know exactly, across the city. We'll be able to tell you which one is nearest to where you live. You can be part of that and secure a sure foundation for your new fan faith. In case your work schedule will not allow for that, we have the online option. You have that on the screen. Engage with a sense of mission. You will receive the same order of grace as you do in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's wondering, we have just finished convention. Covenant hour time tomorrow. Midweek service. Spiritual vacation is a risk. Spiritual vacation is what? You better wake up. Don't go home and spread yourself. I say, thank God. Everything is over this year. At least we have been delivered from Papa. There's no more operation this year. Operation Give Lavish Thanks is the one we are in now. Outrageous thanks. May operation never cease in your life. When operation ceases, that means the man has ended. Everything in your system is operating, isn't it? If your heart stops operating, what happens to you? Amen. Enjoy operations. You are in a new operation now. You better know that. Amen. It's self-rescue operation. Rescue yourself from torment, from depression, from horror, by extensive thanksgiving. Now stand to your feet. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. The stage is set for the choir to come around the altar and celebrate God as we all do at the same time. Bring out your thanksgiving offering, your Shiloh thanksgiving seed. We have that light from Psalm 96, verse 7 and 8. Give glory unto the Lord. O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. All of it is due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. You have come that way in compliance with these scriptures. Lift up your seed, your thanksgiving seed. It is declared blessed. You won't know financial dryness. Your heart of gratitude will not go down. The pot of flour will not fail. The cruse of oil will keep flowing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's praise him. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Has God been good to you? Has God been good to your family? Has God been good to your spiritual life? It's time to give him all the glory due to him. Come on now, let's go.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Baba. Jehovah,
thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you glory, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We are people are grateful.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Jehovah.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All we've got to say.
You are.
up your two hands, everyone. And one more time, give God thanks. Give him glory and praise. Lalewole, porialisha. Either give him thanks in the spirit, give him thanks well. Give him thanks for the gift of light. Give him thanks for insight granted you and I at Shiloh. Give him thanks for grace to apply ourselves to the inside so as to trigger testimonies in our life. Give him thanks. Give him glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. At the beginning of this church, we lived in the church office. One toilet only for the congregation and the family. You don't get up early in the morning, you won't have your bath that day. Some folks are coming down to church first to the toilet before they go anywhere else. Not one day of complaint, either from my wife or me. Not one day. Not one day did we sit down and say, what's going on here? We're coming out from a 3-bedroom flat to come to church as we began the ministry, the church ministry in Kaduna. Not 3 months, not 4 months, not 1 year. This kind girl, another one. Now, I was the first sweeper. I'm the founder of Sanctuary Keepers. The first sweeper of this church. We were in the Grass Cathedral. We were jumping up. We were exerting ourselves by saying, excuse me, sir, have you ever seen any Grass Cathedral in this world larger than this? This is the largest Grass Cathedral in the entire world. Give God thanks. Grass Cathedral in town. Grass Cathedral. Now a global cathedral. Don't suffer yourself again. Give thanks at where you are if you don't want to die there. Give thanks at where you are if you don't want to die there. They will tell them, they say, can't they even tell that pastor? He said they will buy aircraft. Does he think it's witchcraft? So one day we flew to Kaduna and I saw one of them on the road waiting for a vehicle. We flew in our plane to go. They were among the mockers. He stood by the roadside waiting for a bus. Don't cast aspersion on prophetic words. I'm telling you the truth. Giants will rise here the kind the world has never known before. You may now choose not to be part of it by casting aspersion on the prophetic word. Give God thanks at where you are. That's the whole story I'm telling you. Give God thanks to where you are. We had no megad in the church facility. If you knock the gate, I'll be the one to come out. Whether you are an robber or an arm saver, I'll be the one to open the door. Yes, we didn't steal. This is what we are trading. Trade thanksgiving. It will keep changing your level. Amen. Can I hear your amen? Trade thanksgiving. By now, I should have an estate. Go and steal it. It makes all things beautiful in its time. Your church penetrated 83 nations in 1 year. When we have been hanging around 63 nations for 27 years. It makes all things beautiful. Your church planted 5,000 plus churches, which is more than what we had running for all the years we started in 87. Just keep obeying him. Stop timing God. Stop. You can hit the rock. Stop timing God. By now, I tell you something. I should have a house in London. Go there. They are selling every day. What's your problem? Why are you complaining to me? Go there now. Yeah. Keep thanking God for where you are. If you don't want to remain there for life. Somebody's story is changing. Yeah. And that's your story. Yeah. I said, that's your story. Yeah. Lift up your two hands, everybody. And say, I thank you, Jesus. Let it come from your heart. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for what grace has made of me. I thank you for where grace has brought me to. I thank you for the grace I'm wearing as clothes. I thank you for the protection I'm enjoying by grace. I thank you. I thank you for the good health you have granted me, for the strength and vigor you have granted me. I thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' precious name we are praying. The good news is you've got the master key to a flourishing life. Yeah. Put all of that together with what happened at Shiloh, you are already exempted. Yeah. You won't feel the heat of the day. Yeah. The sun shall not smite thee by day, yeah, nor the moon by night. Yeah. Your case has been clearly made different. Yeah. You not suffer with them. You not go down with them. You'll be going up and up and up and up. Go in peace. Shiloh is over, but your thanksgiving is forever. Your change of story will never cease. In the name of Jesus. And now, obviously, with me, there are no ceilings on my destiny. As I keep doing what God says, He keeps changing my story from glory to glory. My path keeps shining more and more and more till Jesus comes. Give him a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our two hands and give God thanks for all that He has done in our midst, in our life, at Shiloh, till this point of thanksgiving. Celebrate Him and magnify Him. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship? Mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Peace.
Praise the Lord. And finally, on the Covenant Highways of Life.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.